Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. And we have an amazing, amazing guest today. You know, we are following on with the Empowerpreneur series authors today. And, you know, our first story was amazing. And this one is going to be equally as so. So without further ado, I would love to bring Dr. Larry Parker Jr. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm actually doing great. I appreciate it. And yourself?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Great. Yes, and we got started with our very first question, which is, why did you decide to be part of the Empowerpreneurs book project?
Well, you know, actually, you've been doing a great job with advertising it. And so when I came across the very first promotional and social media, I'm a big person about being attracted to people with the same energy that I have. About giving back, or just about just being an entrepreneur, or just moving forward with different projects. So when I read about it, saw who was involved, I had to reach out to you and see where could I fit in. And that's really where it all started.
Wonderful.
That is absolutely amazing. Tell us a little bit about your chapter.
Okay. Well, you know, I had to think about it, and you know, we actually went back and forth because I didn't know where to start, because I've spent my life just with my head down, just moving forward, just working. And this was truly one of the first times someone said, hey, take a step back, and what did empowerment mean to you, and where did it all start? And so with the chapter, it was almost like some therapy and some reflection period for me, because it took me back to my youth, being a boy raised in Texas and growing up, you know, single parent home for a little bit, and just still full of family influences, grandparents, uncles, everyone that could pour into me, teachers. And then it just started from there. You know, there was a great school program. And that's where education really pours into to me. I had access to a magnet program. And I talk about that in the chapter, where it was a program without bounds. And I mean, to just give you a snippet of that, it was from third grade through 12th that you were required to take a orchestra instrument, a foreign language, and whatever you could do in any of your subjects, it was without limits. So if you were in third grade and you were reading on a sixth grade level, great. You didn't have to worry about who was on the left or right of you, because if the person on the right of you was reading on a 10th grade level and doing math on a seventh grade level, they opened the doors. And so that was my start. And without, you know, I could give you more in detail, but that's really where my chapter starts, with that type of foundation and me starting to realize what education is to me. And then, you know, it was just like a passport to the rest of the world.
Well, you know, we gave a little snippet of the chapter. We haven't really given a snippet of you so that they can really get the gist of where this is going. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Parker.
Okay. Well, as I, you know, just start to kind of allude to, you know, homeboy from Texas. And I, my father, a military man, I saw him as a great example. And as I went through school, I played sports, and I had an opportunity to be recruited, play basketball. I stand 6'7", so I'm not a short person. So I was like, I was going to use this gift in one way, and I became pretty good at basketball. And so I was recruited to play basketball and went off to college to do that. But It was also at a military institution. And so went to Navy, later on transitioned to the Marine Corps. And I've spent 24 years, you know, honing my leadership craft, traveling the world in the Marine Corps. I was a logistics officer by trade. And while there, started my graduate degree, then went on to my PhD. And I spent a good bit of my time overseas. So about 7 years in Japan, throughout my experiences, a lot of time in the Middle East, and just meeting some phenomenal people all over the world. I had family, two wonderful boys, and took them all around. And along the way, had the opportunity to teach while I was deployed. That was an interesting thing where it was before even online learning came online. So you were literally taking a box of books onto a ship. And while you're sailing around the world, you're educating individuals. And as they got off ship and we went off and did different things, you know, they get back on ship and we pick back up classes where we left off. And then that just led me to more education. More education and more teaching. And I found myself, you know, wanting to give back more. So that took me on to online teaching. And all along the way, which is another discussion, or at least another line of discussion, I started businesses. I was that kid in college that had some kind of hustle that I knew I could make some money and help support myself. So my first one coming out of college, and I really carried it through most of my life, was custom sportswear. So I was t-shirts and sweatshirts, and that translated to some other things. And ultimately wind up owning a trucking business simultaneously while being in the Marine Corps and while teaching. So had my hands in a little bit of everything while trying to give back. And that's really me, just a guy with a number of things going, but a heart where I want to give back wherever I can.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, I teach as well, and I know what it feels like to have businesses and to teach and right,
you know. You know, it's just like when you start talking and you start thinking about, oh yeah, I got this and I got that, and I was just trying to write some things down, and I was like, oh okay. Sometimes you wind up having people having to remind you of what you do.
Exactly. And you were mentioning how this chapter brought you back, you know, to the beginning, but did you explore your why? While you were in this chapter, did it, you know, bring you to a sense of clarity of where you're going?
You know, it was one of those surreal moments when I looked back, and, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe that God put certain things in your life. I sometimes, depending on where I'm speaking, because I do inspirational speaking, I talk about acknowledging the gift, and I just, you know, I didn't want to be flippant with anyone whenever they say, well, why do you do certain things? And I just say, well, I'm made this way. But it really took me back to a point where I learned at a young age, give back. If you can make wherever you are better, that's what you should do. And now, and I take it back to my mom used to have this comment that she would make about any time I went someplace, leave it better than where when you went. And some of that, and I kind of laugh, but then, you know, I recognize what it was. When it was just a single mom, and you know, mom had to leave me with a number of people to help her out. You know, she was a nurse and she worked weird hours, but when she left me with someone, she never wanted it to seem like it was, you know, being a burden or anything else like that on someone, because we never know if we had to go back and need that person to help support her. And so that was kind of one lesson that she would tell me hey, baby, just make sure that you always leave things better than when you went. And it kind of transferred over to everything. With whatever gifts I got and wherever I went, I wanted to contribute. I wanted to be a leader so I can influence what was going on. And that really started to become what I saw as my why. I was acknowledging my gift, and my mom always taught me as a kid, give back, make things better. Not just give back, but make it better after you've left.
Well, you know, I think that that was a great lesson that your mom taught you. And I know that you probably instill that into your sons as well. You know, what part of the chapter did you want people to remember the most about you, you know, as far as like the family side is concerned? What part do you want your sons to read and they really get it?
You know, I wrote the chapter as I was feeling it. I tried to put some, a general timeline to it, but as I was going through my own personal journey, and I wasn't trying to be too deep, but that's really what it was. It became one of the first times that I could truly look back and reflect. And I think about lessons for my sons. And the one that came to mind was personal accountability, and then just endurance, perseverance. There's a part where I talk about some of the trials that I had. There were some tribulations. You know, I wasn't the perfect student. I wasn't the one that just sailed through school, but I kept fighting. I took responsibility for everything and just kept swinging. You know, there's points in the chapter, and you know, there's only so much you can put in there to just give a little taste so individuals come in and get the real meat in the book. But if my boys were to just read anything and take any lesson from this, is, hey, life's going to be hard. The more you're trying to do, the more you're trying to help or make things better and not just sit in your own shell, you're going to come up against some challenges. And I want them to be strong men that acknowledge that, acknowledge the gifts, acknowledge the starts that they've gotten, because they've been blessed to get a little better financial start and stuff that I had. But hey, you got to reconcile that and just don't give up fighting. Just keep swinging and going after whatever you want. You know, that if they take that away, that they have built in some endurance, and they know that you just keep fighting, I'll be a happy man. I that's one of those I can sit back and say, hey, job well done, they got it. Then I just do some coaching, just kind of do a little steering. You know, they go a little too far to the left, a little too far to the right, then I just do a little coaching.
I love the fact that you have taken the tools that your mom instilled in you, and you have passed the torch over to your sons to be able to raise them, to be able to steer them in the right direction. Oftentimes, men, and I say this so much, I can't express it so much, that we need more men to be able to share that. Because, you know, it was always, you know, the mothers were quick enough to be able to speak up, but our men, they have voices too. Men have something that we could be able to learn from as well. And I love the fact that you have really, really taken that to heart to be able to make sure that, you know what, I got you. But at the same time, I want to be able to let you know if you fall, and when you do fall, I will still be here. So I truly, truly appreciate that so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, my question to you is that, what advice, and I know there's going to be some men listening because our followers, they're loyal. Mm-hmm. What message would you give to our men and the tools that you have learned, but more importantly, men to be able to start speaking up more, showing up more, doing more, being active more. What is that? They come from a harder background. They come from where they didn't have a parent to be able to instill something in them, or better yet, they steered off and they just don't know how to get back on track. I just need to be able to hear that, because you a man, and I'm loving this interview, but we need a man to pick up what you're about to get ready to put down. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm about to stir some things up, and it may, we may have to come back for a follow-up on this one. But, I tell you, and I'm a big person, when I do my inspirational speaking or leadership consulting, anything else like that, I hit on a couple of key things, but then when you give me that opportunity to go down this road and speak to just men, I will pull back on a few things. I like watching comedians and some other people, and you'll hear me talk about some. One of my comedians, he talked about the big piece of chicken. And he says, you know, and I to give you where I'm coming from with this, we often as men talk about things that we want, the respect that we deserve, you know, the position that we want, to sit at the head of the table. Because growing up in the South, you know, a lot of Southern traditions, you know, which is a whole nother discussion on plates being made and sitting at the head of the table and stuff like that. But the one key thing that my uncles displayed and really demanded, if you want that seat, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. Now, that's a whole nother discussion, but you got to earn that seat. You got to earn that big piece of chicken. You got to earn that plate being made, whatever else. However you and your family determine what respect is or what your position is, you got to earn that. And what I'm seeing now, and what I will challenge, and I'll open this door, because I'm a little... I won't say over the top. I'm very regimented, and this is where the Marine comes into me. My boys know, I guarantee you, if I got them on here, they can tell you that I have set a challenge for them, and I'm certifying them before I'm sending them out. And what I mean by that is there are things that I believe a man should know. And you know, I go to their mother, I go to grandparents and things of that nature. What as a society do we feel a man should know? And I am making a deliberate point. I'm checking it off. Before I send you out into the world, I need to know that you are capable of doing certain things. And it may be something as small as how to jumpstart a car. But if you ever came by my house, I'm literally have my boys out, and I will get a lawn chair and sit out and say, go. Changing a tire. All right, I need to know before you leave out this house that you can do certain things. And then I take that to family issues. Now, a lot of people won't believe that, but yes, I need to know that I've looked that young man in the eye, and I talk about relationships because my oldest is starting to date now. How's he treating his girlfriend? How is he going about his everything in his life? And so that really is what it comes down to. I'm going to take it back to my original point. You want that position, then you got to earn it. And that's a whole nother dynamic when we talk about relationships and things of that nature. But I'm going to say, I'm gonna keep it right there where your question was. What message would I give the men? One, I challenge them, if there's any young men in their life, certify them. Somebody that the same rules that you put on people that you would claim as mentees and you want to be proud of when they go out there, the young men that are around us, we should be the same way. And if they're not on point, I have a little something that I call a mentoring moment. And what I mean by mentoring moment is there is something so important that I will literally go over to you. And my mentees that I've had at work, I say, hey, that decision I just made or what I just did, this is why I did it. And, you know, what you choose to do, but these are the things that went into that decision. It's a mentoring moment. I want them to stop. Because society is moving so fast, I want them to recognize I'm giving you a lesson, and what you do with it is what you do with it. I challenge men to interject more mentoring moments and certify the young people that are around them and earn the positions that they want in their their families, their lives. That's what I have.
All right now.
I was starting to get a little worked up there. It was like I had a little sweat on my brow a little bit.
Yes, you was. You know what? And since you invited yourself back to the table, we will invitation.
Okay.
And we will definitely continue this subject because I know that that is one of the areas that my co-host loves very much, you know, nurturing our youth, nurturing our men, you know, to come out and feel safe to be open and vulnerable, you know, in a world that says that they can't be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's definitely something we will be discussing in the future. Look forward.
Okay. Hey, I will, you know, as we've talked about before about our different passions on things. And so definitely we'll keep a calendar flexible to share anything.
All right. Well, you know, with that being said, now that everybody's so excited about what you were given, tell us what else is coming up, you know, and how can they contact you, Dr. Park?
Okay. Well, it's been a busy week already, you know, and this is capping it off. So, you know, I came off of just, I was in Virginia speaking at a high school and then just left Texas recently. And so right now, we're really just shaping up the spring. There's a couple of things I can't release just yet other than the book that's coming out. So I'm gonna leave that to you to discuss that here. But I'm leaving our director of operations to do that for me as we're shaping up our schedule. But I'm very simple at p42consulting.com. By going to my website, that's getting in contact with me with all the forms of social media. Everything's there. I don't want to embarrass myself trying to remember all the different handles to my Twitter, my Instagram, and everything else. But just the p42consulting.com will get you to my page. It has all the social media there, the Twitter, Instagram, everything that is out there now I'm on. And then you'll see the releases on things that I have coming up here in the near future.
Oh my goodness, that is wonderful. I am so excited to hear more about what you're doing, and definitely let us know so we can support here.
I appreciate it.
Motivate Social, of course. And then, yes, so as you were stating, the book will be out in the next 3 weeks or so, and that's super exciting. Y'all get to read his chapter really, really soon, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. That's all I can say about that.
Thank you.
So, any closing words from you, Vanessa, tonight?
This is just absolutely amazing. When this project was talked about a long time ago in the works, it is so worth it just to see it all come together and to get to know these authors. And the first interview was absolutely amazing. This one is even more amazing. I'm just like, it just keep getting better and better. And so I'm so excited just to be able to have people to get to know the authors on a whole nother level now, and sharing their stories. And Larry, I have to say, oh, you definitely have to come back, because as Dr. Finch said, I'm really, really passionate about, making sure that our voices are heard. It's just not just women, it's just men as well. We need to be heard, we need to be understood, we need to be able to connect and work together and to be able to make a difference. And you are definitely doing it. And I totally, totally salute you. So I look forward to much more conversations and just seeing where are you going? Well, what's next for you? I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. And thank you so much for jumping onto the project when Dr. Finch put it out there. I'm totally excited. I was go on and on. I'm trying to hold myself, but I'm really, really excited about this. And thank you, you know, because men, again, they don't speak up, but we need to hear from them and learn from them. And you are doing just that. So thank you so much.
Vanessa, I appreciate it. And Dr. Finch, I appreciate this platform just to be able to talk with you. You know, I've been following it on this calendar for a while. I knew whatever I had going, that this was already locked in. And so this exceeded my expectations. Great conversation. Like you said, it sparked so many things. So a lot of things have come to mind, and yeah, look forward to it. If, you know, we get that opportunity to talk in the future, look forward to it.
Not if, sir, when.
Yes, like I said, speak it into existence.
Yes. If you have, yes, all the time. Do you have any final closing words for our audience tonight? Something that you think they need to get from your conversation?
Just the two things that I leave with any audience I talk to. And this first one is wrapped up in acknowledge the gift and acknowledge your supporters. You know, that's important. Whatever you've been blessed with, you got to acknowledge it. You have to use it. And those that are in your corner, you know, give them that their due, because, you know, we don't know what we have, you know, that we're going to go up against. And those supporters are important. And then the last thing, I call it my manage the circle. A lot of people call it a network. I call it a circle. And that's people, places, things that you devote your time and resources. This is an accountability thing. You have to actively manage that. So you take responsibility for what's in your circle. So just those two things, manage the circle, acknowledge the gifts and the supporters. That's it. God bless. I appreciate everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on here today, Dr. Parker. We appreciate you. And we want every one of our listeners to go out there and reach out and find out more about Dr. Parker and P42 Consulting. He might have something in his back pocket that you might be needing. So go over there and check that out. And every Wednesday, you will get a brand new episode. This was an amazing one. And of course, you will have many more to come. So look for us every Wednesday on all of our social media handles, Changing Minds Online and Twitter, Changing Minds Online without the E. So with that being said, everyone have a great night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.